Welcome to the Pitchin' and Sippin' podcast, where we talk PR trends and tips over sips and meet a wide array of incredible founders, PR pros, and members of the media. I'm Lexi Smith, a former workaholic VP of PR and marketing turned two-time entrepreneur, founder of the PR Bar Inc., business and PR coach, and self-proclaimed connoisseur of puns, pizza, and wine. I'm a huge believer that knowledge is power, kindness never goes out of style, and I am fully team collaboration over competition. Think of this show as a way to up-level your business and career over happy hour. Now, let's get to pitching and sipping. Once upon a time, circa 2020, pre the world ending, I had already spent hours crafting what I thought was an epic 2021 editorial calendar, and I hopped on Instagram and created a quick poll asking my audience who would be interested in a free copy. Realistically, I probably should have reversed this order, but within an hour, I got DM'd a question that said, "What is an editorial calendar, Lexi?" This prompted me to wonder if this individual was alone or represented the masses. So, in another Instagram poll, I asked, "Do you know what an editorial calendar is and how it can help your business?" The results? 70% of people said no. Or sometimes people would DM me saying they are familiar with a content calendar as it related to social media, but then they wondered if that was the same thing. So today for our minisode, I'm going to review not only what an editorial calendar is, but also the importance of using an editorial calendar, how to use one, and how to craft your own for your PR strategy. So first and foremost, let's address what is an editorial calendar? According to Wikipedia, an editorial calendar is used by bloggers, publishers, businesses, and groups to control publication of content across different media. On the publishing side, outlets tend to make this data publicly available to both attract advertisers and control publication dates to ensure regular and planned content. Public relations professionals and PR-savvy entrepreneurs, like my clients, utilize editorial calendars to strategically pitch stories for placement. I'm now going to ask you to do a little visualizing with me. I have pulled up in front of me Shape Magazine's 2022 editorial calendar. Also, if you want, you can absolutely pause me real quick and pull this up on your phone or your computer to review along with me. Simply go to Google and type in Shape Magazine 2022 editorial calendar and it should pop up somewhere near the top. All right. So what you are seeing or what you're now going to visualize is a page that has sections broken down by month. So we have January and February, March, April, so forth. Under each month, the next thing you see is the closing date and the on sale date. Closing date is generally referring to when they are wrapping up the issue in-house. So this is a deadline for advertisers and often their writers. The on sale date is when we see a given publication hit the stands. So full pause, right now we are talking about print editorial calendars, okay? Print, like tangible. Remember those? You hold them in your hands? Right. So digital editorial calendars are typically different. So make sure you understand what you are looking at. Are you looking at the print version or the digital? Okay. Back to our picture. Under the dates, you will see what that specific issue is focused on. So in March of 2022 in Shape Magazine, for example, I see that it is the innovation issue where they celebrate the latest advancements in wellness and honor the inspiring women influencing change in fields like STEM. In April, I can see they are featuring the Sneaker Awards and Clean Living, highlighting the most current research and news on green, clean, sustainable living, including how to be kind to the planet, make smart choices to protect your health, and the products with strong missions and integrity, and so forth, right? So it continues on for May, June, July, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so here's what you're going to do with that information. You're going to take out your own calendar. This can be either physical or digital. And you are going to mark down the close date of issues that you think you could or want to pitch for. You will then want to make sure you pitch ahead of that deadline, right? There's nothing an editor can do if you slide into their inbox the day of their print deadline. Sorry, not going to work. So give yourself at least 2 to 3 months for print. Sometimes big issues can be up to 6 months. Digital, go for a month or two out. There are just less technicalities involved when we're talking digital. Now, you may find in this process that you're too early or you're too late based on a particular editorial team. So just take note of such so that you know pitching going forward for future issues. This is how you utilize publications' editorial calendars to create your own editorial calendar that will allow you to pitch strategically and in a timely manner. Editorial calendars can often be found in the media kit of a given outlet, which usually lives in their advertising department. Quick pro tip, go to the footer on a digital publication to find that, generally speaking. But when in doubt, hit up Google, and you can also just email their ad department directly and request a copy. Now, let's break down how to use other editorial calendars to make your own editorial calendar step by step, right? So let's bring this home. Step one, go online and gather and download the editorial calendars of all of your target publications. So note, this requires you having a media list first, right? Some are going to be available directly on the website. Some will be presented as a digital downloadable PDF. Again, do not forget to know if this is a print editorial calendar or a digital editorial calendar. Okay, so step one, gather the other outlets' editorial calendars. Step two, take note of relevant and key publication and issue dates. Step three, calculate lead times or when you should begin pitching based on those close dates. And then step four, transfer these notes and dates onto your very own editorial calendar. Again, this can be a physical calendar or digital like Google Calendar. There really are no rules here. It just needs to make sense for you and your team. The themes should inspire your different pitch ideas and topics, right? So before you go brainstorming all your pitch topics, look for the editorial calendars and it'll give you a great place to start. And voila, right? It really is that simple. You know, back when I was doing done-for-you PR in-house and in agencies, quick reminder, you know, prior to launching my company, the PR Bar Inc., I started my career in agencies. I then went in-house and I was the director of PR and marketing. I then became a VP. Anyways, I did PR for quite some time before I had the audacity to teach it and talk about it as much as I do now. Anywho, beginning in December, November timeframe, I began to hunt down editorial calendars and I would print them out. I would highlight and mark up the heck out of them and hang them all around my desk. I thought I was so cool. It was almost a ritual in a way. Probably not very green of me. But anyways, whether you're a publicist or an entrepreneur looking to DIY PR, this too should be part of your annual PR strategy practice. Maybe not the printing out and crazy markup, but at least the collection of the editorial calendars and creation of your own. And don't forget that if you are someone looking for someone to help you create and activate a PR strategy, your girl, your host is a PR coach. So feel free to reach out. That's all I got for you today for our mini-sode. So until next time, cheers. Hey guys, if you are enjoying the Pitchin' and Sippin' podcast, please do me a huge favor and leave a review wherever you are listening. If you want to connect with me to learn more about the PR Bar Inc.,
You can do so on Instagram at theprbar_inc, or you can check out my website at theprbarinc.com. Cheers!